Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Real, Relevant, and Raw Relationship Radio at its best. Real, Relevant, and Raw broadcasts every Monday evening from 10 p.m. until 11 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Let's get this party started right. Let's get this party started quickly. I am your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Amira Ryans, the Canty Girl of Comedy. What's good, y'all?
So listen, everybody, we are looking forward to tonight's show. Tonight's topic is sexual politics.
Wow.
Do we use sex to get what we want? We're going to set it off tonight. You know, at Real Relevant Raw Radio, it's no holds barred. Let me give us our calling number tonight to listen in. And I just posted the link on Facebook. Call 646-716-7031. That's 646-716-7031. For those who want to follow the show, you can go to our show page. That is www.blogtalkradio.com/realrelevantraw. Or should I say Real Relevant Raw? Click on the follow button. You'll become a follow of the show. You will get all of our email notifications. If you have a question, a topic, idea for a future show, or you want to make a comment that you do not want to share on the air but you want our feedback about, go to that same show page, click on the message button, and you will send us a message. Again, tonight's topic is sexual politics. Do we use sex to get what we want? Before we get to that topic, we're going to go over a few current events. Amir, how you doing tonight? How was your weekend? All right?
It was well. I had a great weekend. I had a show out in Philly Friday, private birthday party. It was the first time I did that. I had a ball, actually. Yeah, I had a good weekend. Relaxed. Went to work Monday. Started the week. Here I am. How was your week?
My weekend was good. Spent it with my son, handling some business stuff, and really preparing for the show, making sure everything was good for tonight. And, hey, Mary, it's good to be here, as always. I love doing the show. Enjoy having you as a co-host.
Thank you.
I want to turn to a couple current events topics tonight.
Sure.
I saw it trending on Facebook. I had an opportunity to look at the Cheryl Underwood video, and I'd like your thoughts about that whole, I'll just say, situation. I won't even call it a controversy. For those of us who didn't get a chance to look at the video, don't know what's going on. Cheryl Underwood, I think she's part of The View, and she reported that.
No, she's part of, it's called The Talk.
That's right.
Yeah, The View is on ABC.
Two.
That's on CBS.
Exactly.
She's up there with Aisha Tyler and Sharon Osbourne and I forgot the lady, the Asian woman.
I forgot her name also. Now, all right, so I tell you what. Why don't you set the stage and give us your thoughts about that? I'll give the listening audience my thoughts. What was that situation all about? You're a professional comedian. I'm sure you know or have heard of course, the comedians who allegedly had this conference call with, I believe it was Stan Latham, Walter Latham, and they were talking about a possible tour. And why don't you take it from there? What went on?
Yeah, she was saying it was a producer that was looking into starting a second tour because they had already
Queens of Comedy, exactly.
Yeah, with the Queens of Comedy, and that they had a been scheduled to have a call in for
conference call.
Yeah,
conference call line.
And that's, I've done that where you've called into a conference call and hear the conversation that's already started. I've done that, especially with these type of shows. And they didn't know that she was on the line, they was talking about her. She said they was talking about her real bad. And You know, it's pros and cons on the internet right now. The pros are, you know, go ahead, girl, speak your piece. You did it classy. You ain't do it then. You know, if she would have did it then, it wouldn't have meant shit because she didn't have the stage like she has now. So, like now she has a stage where maybe she could show people and young girls and females with all the ratchetness that's on TV now, at least she brought a different flavor to it, you know, with how you do it classy if you're going to out somebody because basically, you know, to me, that's what she did. She outed. And on the con side of it on the internet, in opinions have been that she could have did it without exposing or saying their names. And I got to say, me, I wouldn't have said nobody else's name. I would have just... That's how I would have said it, and I was thinking about that today. It's ironic that you bring this up.
Exactly.
How I would have worded it. I would have worded it just like this. Now, I was asked to go on the road with a huge comedy tour full of great women that have gone on to change history, and I tuned in at the opportunity or scheduled conference call and heard them talking about me like a dog. And all of these women, you all know, they're all known. Don't get it wrong. They had a comedy tour that was pretty profitable and popular before this.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have left it like that, and everybody would have known. And it was four black women. It was four black men who made it popular first, and then it was four black women. And they would have knew exactly, everybody would have knew exactly who she was talking about.
You know, Mira, I gotta jump in, and I want to say a couple things.
Just say this, but on the other hand, I do respect her for speaking her mind.
Well, you know what, and I wanted to jump in, man. Listen, let's continue this conversation. I wanted to jump in, and I appreciate the fact that you keep it raw. I think you keep it relevant. I keep it relevant. I think you add that rawness to the show. Real, and no, I say it as a compliment. You add the rawness, if that is a word, to the show that I think the show needs. You know, you always have something insightful, and you basically looked at both sides, the pros and the cons. The interesting thing about what you said is that you used the word outed, and I didn't see it that way until you just made the comment that you did, because you're right. Did she, listening on, if anybody listening tonight, you want to call in and add to this current events part of our show, you can do that, 646-716-7031. You know, did she have to use the actual name of the comedian? And you know what, Amira, in light of what you're saying, I don't think she needed to do that, because I think there may be some, I don't know this, I'm not in the entertainment industry per se, she may have created some animosity among those comedians for future reference. Now, what she did say on the talk, during the clip that I saw, she actually worked with, I think, two of the three. So, you know, now has she damaged the relationship of those now that she has used their names to talk about the situation? What do you think, Amir? Do you think that her relationship with these comedians will be damaged in the future?
No. First, I noticed about Samore is Samore don't work with any other woman anyway when she on the bill. Like, when she on the tour, you can't. She don't work. She got to be the single female, so she ain't damaged nothing there.
Right.
I'm sorry.
I get it. Right.
She on her own path. And I'm sorry. I guess when you get to your plateau, she must be. And why not? She should feel proud of where she's gotten. You know, she feel like that was the plateau where she could speak her mind and say, I bite my tongue a lot, and I ain't even halfway where I want to be. I am where I'm supposed to be in this comedy game. You know what I mean? I am. And it's just what it is. I am where I'm at. I got a little bit of hood celebrity. I'm trying to make it, you know what I mean, national, the notoriety, spread it. But I must say, I bite my tongue, too, on my social media. Mm-hmm. I don't put the ratchetness. You know, when I do go on a little rant, it's always, you know, with LOL behind it. Or
it's contained. I'm ready. I'm ready for your stuff. Exactly. I'm ready for your
you
stuff.
You know,
LOL, yes.
I say, and I really don't get up there with no ratchet pictures. You know, I ain't talking about nobody fat and whorish and all. You know, I mean, I will say you a bird in a minute, but I ain't calling nobody out by name. But if
exactly.
you fit, you know, if the shoe fit, wear it. I ain't going to dispute you over that neither. But I'm saying I don't get up there. It's all, you know why? That stuff stick with you on social media. It stays
yeah.
with you for infinity.
You're right. And you know what? In the entertainment field in particular, I understand it's part of the music industry, and I have a hand in the music industry. I'm a part owner in a music business based in Minnesota. You know, it's all about relationships. You see, and sometimes once you damage those relationships, they cannot be repaired. And it's all about image. It's all about branding. It's all about people who do or do not want to work with you. And the interesting thing, as I listen to, or should I say, watch this video clip, one thing that Cheryl Underwood said, she said, you know, she was hurt by what she heard. She said, and it's interesting, but as she was taking notes, and the interesting thing in the video clip that I saw, she was so traumatized and shocked by what was said that she said she could not even unmute the line to let the comedian know and the producer know she was on the call. And she said what she did was she took out a notebook and pen and took notes based upon what that I used, and she used the word, I believe she used the word criticism, to help me better myself. And then she said, based upon that conversation, I was bruised but not broken. And then she talked about making changes within herself and I would think her comedy routine, what have you. And she said now, again, as part of the talk, and I appreciate it, maybe you correct me about the title of the show, she says, I am where I am. So for me, the lesson is sometimes something can be painful, but you can turn it into something beneficial. So, Amir, let's turn to Adrian Peterson. What are your thoughts about this whole spanking incident, getting the switch, feeding his kid, and now he's being charged?
All I want to leave with, Cheryl Underwood, I want to clean that up and just say, or just leave it with this, that the truth hurt, and that's the bottom line, and I'm going to leave that there. Adrian Peterson, my opinion is, in this day and age, like, for real, like, I don't get it. Like, I don't know. To me, he's slow. I don't know. A couple years ago, he had an incident, and he just came across, like, not the most I don't know. I'm sorry.
No, listen,
forgive me. I'm sorry.
Tell your truth. Let me interject.
He all muscle and brawn.
Keep it real.
He ain't got no. I'm just sorry. The brother don't come with court. Like, he's slow. I'm sorry. Like, who does that in 2014? I'm sorry. He muscle and brawn. He going to get this ball across this goal line. I get it. You know what I mean? And they'd have pushed him through the education. So I get it. But I've seen him speak, and it wasn't nothing. I was like, damn, I'm proud of him.
Right.
I'm sorry. And to me, it just went to show your intelligence level. Your level of intelligence is zero. Same thing with Ray Rice. And the level of intelligence is zero. And I'm going to say that. I don't care what nobody say. Your level of intelligence, because you could be smart as hell, don't mean you're intelligent. I know a whole bunch of smart people. That don't mean they're intelligent. Intelligent meaning adapting to all situations.
Wow.
You can relate to all things. You know what I mean? Yeah, you opinionated, but in a tactful way. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's intelligence. And learn something. And listening. Intelligence, the key thing is listening. And those two brothers, no, zero intelligence. Well, who does that 2014 to leave with a switch? You idiot. And you in the freaking NFL making all that money. You idiot. You think they're not scrutinizing you as a black man even hard? They screwed. I tell my son since the day he was born, boo, it's 100 strikes against you coming out the womb.
Yeah.
You're going to always have to work harder. So if you get $1 million, you still going to have to work hard because they always going to be out to get you because you got more than they got, okay? And if you got less than they got, they're going to treat you like that. You still walk with your head proud regardless of whom or what, okay? But I'm just saying how dumb was he. And the other guy, Ray Rice, I watched that video. Every time I seen it today real quick, and I'm going to leave it alone, I watched it. I was at work. And I noticed something that I hadn't noticed before, is when she was laying in that elevator real quick, he took her shoe off and kicked her foot. He kicked her. I was almost threw up. I was at work like, I was if at the end of that video, slow it down. I don't care. Slow it down. He gets out the video, out the elevator. He drags her out. He goes back in the elevator just a slight bit to kind of pull her leg out. He took her shoe off and kind of kicked her foot over the threshold so the elevator door wouldn't slam on it. Just look at it. I'm like, this Negro. Wow. Zero intelligence, sir. And you have all that money. I can't with them. I'm done.
You know, Mary, it's interesting. You know, the comment on the Adrian Peters situation, listen, part of the commentary, and I heard a lot of discussion about it. It's going on every day. You know, some African-Americans chimed in. Well, you know, that's how we were beaten. And you know, listen, my people are from the South. I remember my grandmother. Boy, go outside and get me a switch. So I understand. I've been beaten. I think, you know, both my parents are alive, so I won't go into all the gory details of it. But I think
right, and I'm saying 2014, though, Mike.
I was going to say, I think it was excessive. You know, and I even watched CNN today with Chris Cuomo. He had a doctor on who said even the research shows that when you engage in what is called corporal punishment, physically beating your children, there is no study that talks about a positive outcome. You know, so like you were saying, and go ahead. You know, 2014, I think we got to change our methods of discipline based upon the changing circumstances of the times. Yeah, what were you going to say?
And I was going to say our parents did it and our grandparents did it back then because they ain't no better. Look, I tell my son all the time I wasn't a perfect mother, but when I knew better, I did better. So I progressively got better. And that's the only thing you could do with your past history, your faults, your downfalls, your wrongs. That's all you could do. All right, you did that. So now let's move as a generation, as a people. You still doing that mess? I can't.
Everybody. We had to deal with some current events this evening, as we do with all of our shows, and particularly lately. Loving this commentary. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw. We're going to take a musical break every time I turn around. LTD featuring Jeffrey Osborne. Doing it old school tonight. I am your co-host, Michael T. Law, my co-host.
Amira Ryans, the Candy Girl of Comedy.
After our musical break, we will be right back. We will jump into our topic of the evening, sexual politics. Do we use sex to get what we want? You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw.
Hey, everybody, we're back. You're listening to Real Relevant and Raw Radio. I'm your co-host, Michael Teagle. I'm with my co-host,
Amir Ryans, the Candy Girl of Comedy. What's good, y'all?
Listen, let me give you our call-in number, 646-716-7031. 646-716-7031. Our topic tonight is sexual politics. Do we use sex to get what we want? And Amir, while I'm listening to this song, I'm laughing because I'm like, what I'm about to say may seem obvious, but I want us to talk about it. It seems like sex pervades, influences, penetrates, no pun intended, every area of our culture. You can't buy a car without seeing sex, even if it's via innuendo. Of course, you have birth control, condoms, commercials. Obviously, that's sexual in nature. One of the most popular reality shows right now is Dating Naked. There would be no reality shows in general. I was just checking out Love and Hip Hop Hollywood tonight, unless there was some type of sexual issue that's being addressed or played out, some type of sexual tension in movies. So sex is all over the place. You can't go to a newsstand without seeing a magazine with a man or woman half dressed. So, well, you know, Jay-Z had a song called The Power of the P-U-S-S-Y. I remember back in the day, there was a group, it was Grace Jones, Pull Up to My Bumper, Baby. So, what is a mirror? What, tell me, what is the power of sex? What makes it, in your mind, and of course I'm going to speak to it, what makes it so powerful? I mean, do you know it's so powerful that some people would rather have sex than eat? And sex has also risen to the level of an addiction. Do you know they have Narcotics Anonymous, Alcoholics Anonymous, Gamblers Anonymous. You know, they have sex. There is an addiction group called Sexaholics Anonymous. Why is sex so powerful in your mind?
I can believe it. Interesting. I don't, right now, me and my sister was talking about this the other day about chicks with the booty and all the emphasis on ass and all that, like the extra shit Naj be doing. Like, come on, Ma, that's all you got to offer to the game. You know what? I think it's so desensitized right now.
Wow.
Like, I don't think it's like the 90s where you'd be like, oh my God, they did that on TV. No, I just think it's so much sex. Ain't nobody interested in that no more. You better come with a brain and a halfway interesting conversation along with that ass. Ain't nobody, like, I really don't think the good dudes out there, the ones that ain't just looking to creep and run up in chicks, I don't find that's what the big highlight of the relationship is. The fact it's so deep, ain't nobody, I just don't know. It's so much of it. The last 20 years, it's been nothing but sex, sex, sex. It's desensitized. The children are born into sex nowadays. Everything is sexual. The kids are twerking at 4. Videos all over YouTube with little kids cursing. I'm going to fuck this motherfucker out. You know what I'm talking? Excuse my language, but that's what the little kids, yeah, watching they ratchet behind parents who are only children themselves. You know what I mean? That's what it's come to. And I'm sorry, I think it's desensitized. I don't think sex got the power like it used to. I just don't. I think it's more with the sexiness more than sex. If you sexy without being a whore.
I think Amir, on the other hand, the music is explicit. I think if you look at TV, can I use it? I use the example of Dating Naked. You use the example of ass for days. I mean, you look at Love and Hip Hop, some of the other shows, some of the videos. It seems like human beings have been reduced to body parts. There's a particular
post on Facebook or among my friends list, and I won't name it because the person didn't give me permission, but every picture that this person posts has a woman half naked with her ass sticking out. You understand what I'm saying? You look at selfies, and how many selfies of women have you seen with the ass out, or how many selfies of men with the shirt off? I think yes, we've become desensitized. On the other hand, I think that we are hyper-stimulated. I think we've become a hyper-stimulated culture sexually. And I think sex is, you know, people talk about being for procreation and recreation. I think it's a drive that rivals the drive to eat. I think there's some people who would rather have sex than eat. And I think the power is a number of things. Number one, it's the connection with another individual. Number two, it's the physiological pleasure that one derives. Yes, when you love someone, or maybe if you don't love someone, you want to create life. It's all of that. And I think there are people, Amira, who, and I posted this on Facebook the other day, would you leave a relationship if the sex was bad? And I know someone who actually left the relationship because the sex was bad. We actually cheated on her man, and I know the man cheated on him because the sex is bad. So I think sex is very important in a relationship. And I think to your point, perhaps we make it too important. Can sex be too important in a relationship? Yeah.
I didn't say that. I didn't say sex was too important in a relationship. Please.
No, I'm asking the question.
Okay.
I'm asking the question. Yeah.
That my point was, with what I said was, sex is not as powerful as it was because it's so much of it that we're, as a society, desensitized. That's what I said about the last point. And you're asking me is, now what was your question again? I'm sorry for this segment.
Is sex that important in a relationship?
Absolutely. Very much so. Would I leave a man for bad sex? Well, I wouldn't get with you if I knew you had bad sex.
Right, you wouldn't even.
This type of shit, they ain't going on. So, like, we going to dip the waters before. I'm a grown woman. Let's keep it G. Ain't no adult in this day and age.
Not in this day and age.
In no relationship without dipping in no waters. You already had sex, too? Oh, especially a woman. Oh, you got about three kids. Talk about you a virgin. Get out of here. If you don't not.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And I think that sex in a relationship is vitally important. When I leave a relationship because of bad sex, I wouldn't, unless after talking to my partner, the sex didn't improve. Yeah. That's to me, that's not the number one that's vitally important. Our topic tonight, everybody, is sexual politics. Do we use sex to get what we want? I'm your co-host, Michael Teagle, my co-host.
Mira Ryan's the Candy Girl of Comedy.
Listen, what do you do after the love is gone? That's our next song, Earth, Wind, and Fire. After the love is gone, we'll be right back in just a minute after our musical break when you're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw.
Thank you. never knew that what was wrong, oh baby, wasn't right. We tried to find what we had. Tears of sadness were all we shared. This so fair with me, I love you.
Everybody, we're back. Real Relevant Raw, Relationship Radio at its best. Our topic tonight is sexual politics. Do we use sex to get what we want? I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with the Candy Girl of Comedy. My co-host,
Amir Ryan.
Listen, we want to talk a little bit about relationships, successful relationships versus unsuccessful relationships, as a way to get right to answering this question before the end of our show. And I think, I thought about it, Amir. I think successful relationships, and I've had successful relationships, I've had unsuccessful relationships. I think with the successful relationships that I've had, I think at some point people have to put on the table, if you will, exactly what they're looking for. Maybe let the other person know. To decide whether or not they can accept what that person wants. And I think successful relationships involve compromise. They involve cooperation. They involve ultimately some kind of partnership. On the other hand, unsuccessful relationships are those where there is deception, there is dishonesty, there is gain, there is withholding of information, and there is manipulation, right? So to get at this question, do you think that people use sex to get what they want?
I'm sure they do. I'm positive. Sure. I don't think it's a big thing anymore. Not when chicks be on Maury giving away sex for cheeseburgers. I just don't think it's the big bang anymore.
You said that sex to get people on Maury.
I said I just don't think sex, you know, sex, you know, will get you all that. Well, you know, I just don't think it's what it is, what it used to be when chicks out here tricking for cheeseburgers, basically.
For cheeseburgers?
I just don't. Yeah, cheeseburgers. The girl said she was hungry. Her mother said, why you do that for a burger? She said, I was hungry. I was like, wow.
Are you serious?
TV. But, of course, I mean, people, yeah, sex is the old, you know, age old, what, you know, remedy, anid, whatever, you know, anid. It's always going to have an effect. I guess it's who you are and who wants it. If they want it bad enough,
exactly,
and you willing to give it up, somebody to pay for it. I don't think that got shit to do with a relationship, though. It just is what it is. Men do it. You know, I had a boyfriend who told me, he was like, here, Ma, take this money. I ain't fighting, having sex, whatever. He was like, I was like, get out of here. I ain't no whore. He was like, yo, white men do this all the time. White women hold out. They get their diamonds, fur coats. Don't nobody say they be prostitutes. They be married doing that shit. I was like, wow, you right.
Amir, it's interesting. We have a call. I'm going to bring this call on the line, and then we're going to continue our conversation. Let me bring the call on the line. Call me live with Real Relevant and Raw. Tell us who you are, where you're calling from.
Hey, Mike, what's going on? It's your man, Mr. Direct, just getting off the stage, calling all the way from Kenilworth, New Jersey, on the way home. What's going on?
Mr. Direct, what's good, man? Thanks for calling in. Say hello to the Candy Girl of Comedy, Amira Ryan.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello,
Candy
how
girl?
You
what's
doing?
What's going on with you?
All right, and yourself? Okay, all right,
you sound a little like some more. What's going on?
I'm not. I'm Amira Ryans. Everybody say that when they see me perform. Like, you remind me a little smart. No, I don't watch her films. I don't know. Only thing I can do is be me. But that's a compliment. Thank you. Definitely a compliment.
Hey, you're welcome. I just got on stage over here.
Hey, how did things go tonight on stage in Kenilworth, New Jersey, Mr. Direct?
The thing about being on stage is if you're not consistent with it, you forget what it's like, so you hate. When you first start off, you're waiting for the crowd to laugh, and they don't laugh, so you get nervous, but then you catch your stride in the middle of it and start telling jokes. So my thing is I'm getting back into the hook of it and making sure that I constantly, you know, I got to make sure I'm doing an amateur night at least 2 or 3 times a week.
Get it. To get your rhythm and keep your rhythm.
Exactly.
Don't
That's
burn
it.
Yourself
That's
out,
it.
Though. We're doing the amateur nights 2 or 3 times a week. That really don't burn yourself out, because doing that, what it does, it don't get you enough time to hone what you know is funny. So when you're doing it 3 or 4 times, you try it 3 or 4 times, different thing. No, when I was out in California and I worked with some of the best trainers and coaches in the world, because right now in California, people used to go out there with acting, you know, training for actors. Now comedy popping out there. You got to take, it's 3 or 4 good jokes that you got and just make them the best. Exaggerate them. Exaggerate. Breathe. I was scared to do that. Give a headliner, the coach, real quick, and we're going to get back to subject. He said, just throw something crazy. And he gave an example. Like, he was like, my wife is not a good housekeeper. And let it stay out there for like 10 seconds. That's hard. 5 seconds is hard as a comedian. And don't say shit. It gives the audience time to adjust, to observe that. They mind wandering. They making all kinds of scenarios. And then you hit them with something crazy. And then you tag them. Tagging them is 3 jokes. 3 consistent jokes back to back. Something funny, funny, funny. And then give them a punch. And you out of there.
Wow.
Nah,
comedy,
I hear you.
Comedy coaching 101 on Real Relevant Raw. Mr. Direct, what do you got to say?
Hey, first of all, I got to say that, yes, I believe a lot of women hold pussy for ransom. Let's be raw about it. A lot of women, when they get married, they know that motherfuckers are trying to do the right thing. They know motherfuckers want to do the right thing. So they hold pussy for ransom. If you're not going to do what I say, you ain't going to get to tap this. And my problem with that is they always get mad and talking about, well, he want to go fuck other girls and look at other women. And I'm like, look, I tell the women that I'm friends with that I'm married, if you hold now from a man that's telling you he's still attracted to you and you're using the pussy as a ransom, at the end of the day, that motherfucker's going to say, look, I'm only going to have you ransom me but for so long before I'm just going to go ahead and get what I got to get from who I got to get it from. And it's not about love. It's about satisfying that physical urge. Done.
Mr. Direct, keeping it raw. And so on the other hand, Mr. Direct, do men use the dick to get what they want?
I will say It depends on the man. And the reason why I say this on the man is different for women. And I'm, if women are offended, fuck it. Be offended by what I'm saying. For women, women have been taught that pussy is a leverage tool, okay? They've been taught, tease a man with some pussy and see what the fuck you're going to get. Think about all these women that don't even love a motherfucker, but because he got some money, they tease him with how much pussy they want to give him. With men, men only do that when they really don't give two shits about the bitch. Listen, if you're offended about me saying the word bitch, then be offended. My point is, as a man, when you start toying with a woman with the dick, it's because you really don't give a fuck. Because as a man, as much as we don't want to admit that we get in our emotions, when we get into our emotions, we enjoy fucking the shit out of the woman that we in love with. That's like an extension of who we are to them. Like, you complain that I don't love you, but I'm giving your ass some dick every fucking day.
And Mr. Direct, pause one sec. Amir, what are your thoughts about what Mr. Direct is saying?
I'm flabbergasted. I'm like, let's see, but why I don't pee? What? Huh? Anyway, yeah, I guess he got a point. I mean, he said it real raunchy, you know, rap, but he got a point. I mean, it's true. I just don't think it got the big. You and he right. The best sex you will ever have is when you're in love. That's the best point he made in all that. The best sex you're going to have is when you're in love. But when is a man really in love? So I bring on a whole nother subject. But the matter at hand is do we use sex to get what we want in this world? I think women do it. Men do it too, yeah. They use sex to get what they want, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Men of power do it all the time. They've been doing it for years. Bitches been tricking for years. So, yeah, I mean, it goes on. I just don't think it's such a big shock anymore. I just don't.
We can't deny the power of sex. This is direct. Go ahead, my brother. Go ahead.
No, what I'm saying is, can she give me an example? Because the only time I see a man using that is when he really, like, he's, like you said, he's tricking a chick. He's trying to get that cash return. He's trying to shut the baby mama up so that she won't call the cops on him or call child services about him not paying his fucking bills. I don't see a man tricking off on a woman every day with the sex just for the sake of it. I see women who, and I, you know what? I'm going to give you a prime example. Do you ever watch Housewives of New Jersey?
Never watched it, but I know about it. But still give us that example.
Okay.
For those who may not know what those are.
The one chick on Housewives of New Jersey, she tricks off on her man to make sure this motherfucker buys her Bentleys, buys her expensive shit. The first season she was on that show, and Mr. T, you know me, I watch a lot of shit. I stay on top of a lot of shit. She said, this motherfucker had a lot of money when I met him. Are you crazy? Of course I did everything to keep him. They never play that shit again. Because they bitched and moaned and made sure to make her a star and that she didn't look bad. But my point is, she admitted the first season. She tricked off, and she continues to trick off because this motherfucker is so mesmerized behind the pussy that he'll do whatever he's got to do to keep her happy. And in some realms, that's okay. In some families, in some cultures, that's okay. For me, the minute I know a girl's tricking off on me, trying to get something out of me with the pussy, she could go, because pussy's a dime a dozen. You roll out the house, I'm going to find another one that's willing to do the same dirty shit.
Wow. You're listening. And Mr. Direct, just hold on for a couple more minutes. I'm going to go to a quick song. We'll come back, and we will continue this conversation. You're listening to Real Relevant Raw on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Look looking for a lighthouse. We did. You said that it was painless. Drowning out, drowning in the sea of my anguish. Funny, you always said hope floats. Comprehend it, but I can't cope. So I gotta find my way back, way back to you, baby.
To Real Relevant and Raw, relationship radio at its best. I'm your co-host, Michael T, along with my co-host,
Mira Ryans, the Candy Girl Comedy. What's good?
And we have on the line, Mr. Director. Are you still on the line tonight?
Damn right, I'm on my way home. Of course I'm on the line, man.
Mr. Direct, the host of Real Talk, we got him live on the line, giving it to us straight, with no chaser, undiluted. Tonight's topic, sexual politics. Do we use sex to get what we want? And Mr. Direct, do you have any final comments tonight?
I want to say a final comment because he ended the segment last time. Yeah, yeah.
Why
interject and shit? Yeah, yeah.
It's all right. Listen.
I'm going to say this. Women, I don't think you sex as much as they used to because it's so prep. Like I said, you could get a piece of ass out here for a hamburger. You know what I mean? It's so prevalent. I talk about that in my stand-up act. Like, the ratio of men to women is ridiculous. You know what I mean? How many women it is to men. It's just the way of the world. It's just mad women out here. So I don't think it's more as exciting, and it don't hold as much leverage. There you go. Oh, yeah, bitches still do it. Yeah, they still do it, but you don't get as much leverage. Before, you used to get a condo. Like 20 years ago, a nigga be willing to pay your rent. You could get your rent paid at the condo. Now, you tricking for a hamburger. That's all I'm saying. Times have changed.
Mr. Direct, what are your thoughts, Mr. Direct?
Let me say this real quick, and I don't mean this no disrespect to anyone, but I'm going to tell you this. I think it's about where you're at, who you're with, and what you got going on in your life, number one. Number two, I'm going to be real, like I said, real, relevant, and raw. And I, you know me, Mr. Teague, I keep that shit as real as possible. This is my take on it as far as from a male's perspective, this is my take on it, okay? So please understand what I'm saying from the male perspective, okay? I've known a lot of women who divorce husbands because the husbands no longer provide for them the way they thought they was going to provide. Instead of these women and it being 2014 and them saying, let me go and figure out what I got to do to take care of me and mine, they're looking for another man that they can fuck and manipulate and continue to play that chasing the pussy game just to get what they need. I've experienced it. And when I tell you this, when I moved back to Minnesota, I had a girl who was basically throwing pussy at me. I never fucked her, but she was putting it out there. If you want to hit it, you can. When the opportunity came up for me to hit it, she figured out she couldn't run that game on me. So she put a kibosh on that, and she's off right now chasing another dude, and I asked her. I said, flat out, are you fucking him? She was like, no, but I know he'll provide me with the lifestyle that me and my girls want because the father is not going to really give her the father's involved, but he's not going to give her the lifestyle that she wants. So I'm telling you from a male's perspective, I see more females still tricking off because you still get a lot of these women who have a mind state that a man is supposed to take care of them completely. Don't work. Just stay home and take care of the kids. What kind of a man do you know really believes he can stay home unless he's a bum? And even then, he's trying to get a check from the government. Most men instinctually want to do something, even if it means making $12,000 a year. They want to do something besides sitting on their ass. Most women, I'm going to find me a man to trick off of. That's my opinion.
Wow. Mr. Direct, listen, we thank you for your comments, man. We always appreciate you calling in. Take a minute and tell us about Real Talk, when it airs, where it airs, and how those who want to follow you can follow you.
Every Tuesday, Robin's Nest Live, Robin's Nest Rhythm and Blues in Linden, New Jersey. It is Robin's Nest Rhythm and Blues. It's Real Talk with your host, Mr. Direct. We do a live show, and it's similar to what you heard me spit out tonight. We twisting it around a little bit. We're going to be putting in some comedy with it. So what we're trying to do is make it more, you know, more involved with the listeners and give you guys a little something off the beaten path and not have you just so, oh, they just talking about real stuff. We're going to talk about real stuff with a comedy twist, and we're going to entertain you. I appreciate you letting me do that little five-second promo, Mike. I really appreciate it.
And Mr. Direct, listen, as always, man, we appreciate the love your show. You know, I support your show. Listen, everybody, check out Mr. Direct Real Talk every Tuesday night. Mr. Direct, thanks for calling in, man. You have a good night.
You too. Later, man.
Peace. Amira, still on. I think the call may have gotten disconnected. Listen, everybody. Our topic tonight is sexual politics. Do we use sex to get what we want? Yes, we do. Not everybody does it. Listen, let me be balanced. There are women who use sex to get what they want, and let me be honest, there are men who use sex to get what they want. Sex is one of the most powerful forces in the universe. And it's powerful for both men and women. Let me give you an example. President Clinton, who, listen, in my opinion, one of the most astute politicians who's ever held the presidential office, the most powerful man during his time in the free world. Listen, sex didn't bring him down, but sex caused probably the biggest scandal in his presidency. Based in the wiles of a young woman at the time, Monica Lewinsky. Now, allegedly, because I did not listen to this particular part of this episode, so I say allegedly, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Even though it seems that Nico leaked the sex tape or sex tapes, and even though Nico shocked Mimi by talking about the fact that he was married, allegedly, because I heard it secondhand, Mimi has chosen to stay with Nico. Why? Because the sex is good. Sexual politics. Do we use sex to get what we want? You've been listening live to Real, Relevant, and Raw, Relationship Radio at its best. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host, the Candy Girl of Comedy, Amir Ryan. Tune in, everybody, next week for more Real, Relevant, and Raw.